Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Pilipinas Mabuhay, welcome to your walk-in, call-in community access program servicing the wider Auckland communities and families. This is your Tita Miriam.
And Tito Oscar.
Here to give you bits and pieces of information essential to a happy and healthy living and updates on Philippine news and events and community activities. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat.
Always kaming may na naman
TV kami, si Tito
Always
Oscar.
May pagbaw sa school. Always mainit ang pagkain. Always may tubig pangligo.
Always kasi nagpapadala si Daddy ng pera with Western Union. Western Union, walang palya ang padala.
Always ang saya!
Mabuhay, welcome to your walk-in, call-in community access program servicing the wider Auckland communities and families. This is your Tita Miriam.
And Tito Oscar.
Here to give you bits and pieces of information essential to a happy and healthy living and updates on Philippine news and events and community activities. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. /Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Since 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have a range of special banking offers for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply. For all lending products, the Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
Pumapatak na naman ang ulan sa bubong ng bahay. Di maiwasang gumawa ng di inaasahang bagay. Laklak ng laklak ng bir ng magdamagan. May kahirapan at di maiwasan. Mabuti pa kaya matulog ka na lang at baka sumakit ang tiyan. Ang araw ko'y nabubusisi, ako ang nasisisi, bakit pa sila ganyan? Ang pera ko ay di makasya, hindi makapagsine, at ayaw namang dagdagan. Ubus na rin ang beer, kaya kape na lang lahat. Sinusubukan kahit walang pulutan. Ang buhay ng tamad, walang hinaharap, ni konting sarap man lang. Radyo, TV at mga lumang comics, wala nang ibang mapaglibangan. At kung meron kang tatawagan, 30 sentimos ika'y makakaltasan. Walang babaguhin.
mabuti pa kaya matulog ka na lang, matulog na ng mahimbing. Umapatak na naman ang ulan.
magpadala ng pera sa Pilipinas at sa buong mundo mula sa $4 sa Western Union. Mula sa isang $4 na transfer fee, maaari ka nang magpadala ng pera sa iyong lokal na lokasyon ng ahente ng Western Union at handa na ito para sa cash pickup sa ilang minuto. O maaari mong piliing magpadala ng pera ng direkta sa isang bank account para sa isang pirmiyang bayad na $4. Suportahan ang inyong mga mahal sa buhay, saan man sila naroon, at ipaalam sa kanila na nagmamalasakit ka. Bisitahin ang inyong pinakamalapit na lokasyon ng ahente ng Western Union ngayon. Ang Western Union ay kumikita din mula sa palitan ng pera. Ang mga pondong nakalaan ay napapailalim sa mga tuntunin at kondisyon ng serbisyo.
Nakasimangot ka na lang palagi, parang ikaw lang ang nagmamay-ari ng lahat ng sama ng loob. Pagmumukha mo ay hindi maipinta, nakalimutan mo na bang tumawa? E sumasayad na ang puso mo sa lupa. Kahit sino pa man ang may kagagawan ng iyong pagkabigo, ay isipin na lang na ang buhay kung minsan ay nagbibiro.
Atong mahal nga mga taga-Paminaw, sa atong programang Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. kada Sabado. Maayong gabi o kumusta nga sustanan atong mga kaigsuunan o kahigalaan din sa Auckland. Ani ana usab ang inyong alagad si Tito Oscar and Tita Miriam nining atong programa kada Sabado sa hapon from 5:55 p.m. to 6:40 p.m. dinhi sa 104.6 Planet FM on your radio dial. So, magandang gabi sa lahat nating mga tagapagtangkilik sa programa natin itong Pilipinas Mabuhay. This is your Tita Miriam. Kumusta po kayong lahat dyan? Are you enjoying the warmer weather today? And I think yesterday was also quite good, Tito Oscar, wasn't it?
Yes.
Kumusta ang nakaraan ninyong linggo?
Abi na ko, Tita Miriam, summer na.
Yes, yes, maganda. It was really good. And hope your week is full of fun and joy despite sa inyong mga kabisihan. Ano? Very special greetings sa lahat na nag-birthday today and in the last weeks or so. And those celebrating wedding anniversaries during this time of the year, a reason for a great celebration. We bring you information, reflection, and compilation of articles that may have a significance on our day-to-day living. Information that may impact on our work, our family, our home, and perhaps our lifestyle. So stay with us until 6:40 p.m. tonight here on 104.6 Planet FM.
May gabi sa tala natin mga kagsunan sa kahanginan.
Yes, Tito
Oscar. Si Tito Oscar itong nagbati din sa inyo. Like, kumusta nga sa Sabado sa hapon, gabi. Kumusta ka muna nandiyan ha? Manta, wa mo mauwan ni, kagawan-uwan paghihapon. Pero maay na, arang-arang lang atong panahon karon, dili na kayo bugnaw. Okay, and stay with us, enjoy our music and our reflections. And back to Tita Miriam.
Yes, Tito Oscar. So, anong mga plano natin in the next, we only have one 1 month to go for winter, Tito Oscar. I'm pretty sure families, especially with little kids, would not want to miss sa Fakapapa or doon sa snow, Tito Oscar. Mag-snowboarding and skiing, perhaps. So, ingat-ingat lang tayo dyan. Ano? Enjoy, but be careful.
Kailangan mag-careful talaga kasi ano kita, Miriam, masyadong madulas dyan sa snow.
Yes, of course, Tito Oscar. Lalo na sa mga young ones, ONCE. Ingat, mag-ingat tayo dyan. Mahirap na, no? We have to enjoy, but we have to be careful at the same time.
Yeah, definitely, kasi, ano, you have to be very careful, especially that they're not so young. Okay, we'll have a music by ang galing ng Pinoy. We're having some technical difficulties, Tita.
Yes, I noticed that, Tito Oscar, when we started the show, one of the
it keeps on jumping, Tita Miriam.
Yes, yeah.
No, I think that's mga yan, no? Look at that. Yan. To be Filipino, Tita Miriam.
Of course, Tita Oscar, we all are proud to be Pinoy.
Para sa iyong mga mahal sa buhay, kailangang umalis upang makita ang katuparan. Sa iba't ibang panig ng mundo'y nagtungo ba unay pag-ibig mula sa mahal.
Totoo yan, Tita Miriam. Galing talaga ang Pinoy. Especially yung mga same boys sa Adiko. Very, very good. Very hardworking. Para dedicated ni sa ano, same boys in Oakland, sa Adiko.
You are listening to 104.6 Planet FM, Pilipinas Mabuhay.
Ano ang saysay ng aking paglalakbay, kundi sa iyo ang mundo ay mabigay. Kinabukasan mo ay sana'y magtagumpay, handog sa iyo ng
pag-ibig kong tunay. Birthday, binyag, Pasko ang dumaan, aking iniyakan dahil di napuntahan. Ngunit namdam ko dito sa aking puso na sa bawat okasyon ay kasama rin ako. Sa aking munting padala, tila ako'y nandyan na rin. Kasama mo sa pag-abot ng bawat hangari. Ito ako, nasa bayang tayuhan, kumakayod ng lubos, kumita lamang. Kalungkutan ko ay tinitiis na lang, alang-alang sa'yo, para sa iyo lamang. Sa aking munting padala, tila ako'y nandyan na rin. Kasama mo sa pag-abot ng bawat hangarin. Ay sana'y magtagumpay handog sa iyo ng pag-ibig kong tunay. Malayo man tayo, magkayakap pa rin. Sa aking panala, kayo'y aking kapili. Sa aking padala, kayo'y aking kapili.
Salamat, Western Union.
Magpadala ng pera sa Pilipinas at sa buong mundo mula sa $4 sa Western Union. Mula sa isang $4 na transfer fee, maaari ka nang magpadala ng pera sa iyong lokal na lokasyon ng ahente ng Western Union at handa na ito para sa cash pickup sa ilang minuto. O maaari mong piliing magpadala ng pera ng direkta sa isang bank account para sa isang pirmiyang bayad na $4. Suportahan ang inyong mga mahal sa buhay, saan man sila naroon, at ipaalam sa kanila na nagmamalasakit ka. Bisitahin ang inyong pinakamalapit na lokasyon ng ahente ng Western Union ngayon. Ang Western Union ay kumikita din mula sa palitan ng pera. Ang mga pondong nakalaan ay napapailalim sa mga tuntunin at kondisyon ng serbisyo.
For tonight is on patience and perseverance. How do you respond when not so good things happen to you? When you experience disappointments or setbacks? We all have problems as we try to go through life. There is so no such thing as never having any barriers on our path to each destination. Life is a constant struggle. There are moments of happiness and sadness. There are moments of laughter and tears. But to live a purposeful life, one must have the passion to overcome the obstacles that life bestows on us. So let us live life with a positive attitude and never give up our virtues and ethics. Everyone deals with struggles in life. When a barrier occurs, it is just so simple to get down and want to give up. Oftentimes, we get lost and don't know what to do in life. A man by the name of Michael Miller, who works with children and young people, talks about certain struggles that all face at one point or another. And he shares his experience on how he and we ourselves can overcome them. It is to be used as a motivator to get us past those walls of destruction, to live for God and let Him carry us through all things that stand in our way. First of all, he suggests we need to accept the fact that we will have to deal with difficult problems and probably more often than we want to. We also need to embrace the fact that we probably will not understand why we are being faced with certain situations. If we first accept a problem when it comes our way, we will eliminate some of the stress that will come along with it. It will also help us to understand the problem. And once we have an understanding of the problem, we are able to focus on solutions. If our mind is at an emotional state of disequilibrium, we won't be able to weigh out possible solutions. In other words, we will be blind. Stress usually puts the mind and body in chaos. It makes us think one-dimensionally. We want to try not to have a one-track mind or a closed mind when we are dealing with struggles. Let us be open for suggestions and assistance. Remember, there is always an opening at the end of the tunnel, and it is a light shining brightly. So how do you respond when not so good things happen to you? When you experience disappointment or setbacks? And when you are hurt by something someone said? When experiencing sorrow or sadness, we might be tempted to close in on ourselves. We might allow negative emotions to gnaw at us. We might fail to be attentive to the needs of others because we are so preoccupied with our own problems, with our own troubles. We might also become sluggish in our responsibilities, not giving the best of ourselves at work and with our family. Some people simply are not pleasant to be around when they experience sorrow. They become gloomy and grumpy, and might even let their frustrations out on others. Human beings cannot escape suffering in this world. However, the way we face life's sorrows is a question of moral character. Do we allow sorrow to dominate our existence? Or do we bear our sorrow in a praiseworthy manner, not allowing it to control us? Patience is a particular virtue we need to help us bear sadness in such a way that we do not abandon the good course for our lives. I remember the story about a father who told his son, "Son, I am sorry if I was a bit too harsh, too hard on you whenever I disciplined you when you were young. I remember you never answered back. You just locked yourself up in the toilet and cried." And the boy said, the young man said, "Yes, I remember that too, Dad. The toilet was my refuge. And I'm sorry too, Dad, for using your toothbrush to clean the toilet whenever I was inside." That was the son's reply. Though it is perfectly natural to experience sadness over loss or injury, according to St. Thomas Aquinas, patience enables one to bear suffering in such a way that he is not broken by sorrow or led to forsake the way of virtue. Patience preserves peace of mind in the face of injury, suffering, and sadness. It prevents us from being discouraged, from losing courage. The patient person, therefore, possesses a great freedom. He is free to stay on course with his life and fulfill his responsibilities, at least to some reasonable extent, even when bad things happen to him. The person lacking in patience is so overcome by his troubles that he fails to live virtuously in his relationship to others. A certain person by the name of Donald DeMarco points out that patience is not a passive virtue. It requires much inner strength not to be discouraged in the midst of great trials and sadness. "Many years ago," he said, "a friend of mine was diagnosed with brain cancer. The last time I saw him was at Mass. He had not been coming to church as regularly as he used to, and on this particular day, one could tell that the cancer had taken a toll on him. I saw him, and he was very pale. He had lost a lot of weight, and he looked worn down. Yet even in his suffering, he remained so joyful. He expressed gratitude to others and a heartfelt interest in their lives. With a smile on his face, he grabbed my hand and asked, 'So, Ted, how are things at the college going?' He proceeded to ask me a number of questions about my classes, campus ministry, and family. When I asked him how he was doing, he gave an honest but thoughtful response. it's hard. I'm in a lot of pain, but I have lived a good life, and I am ready. I certainly was edified by his hope in eternal life as his own death was approaching. But I will always remember his patience in the midst of his intense suffering. He was not a man closed in on his own personal problems, even in the face of death. He remained so peaceful, cheerful, and focused on others. Men and women who possess the virtue of patience have a tremendous inner strength that enables them to bear even life's most acute sufferings so well. People lacking in patience focus so much on themselves that they seem almost incapable of being kind, thoughtful, and generous to others amid the many disappointments that come up in everyday life. So, let us pray to Jesus to be able to grow in the virtue of patience and perseverance. Once again, let us ask the Lord for the gift of patience and perseverance, because when we lose our temper over little things, we negatively affect the people around us. When we abandon the pursuit of a certain goal simply because it is difficult and demands a lot out of us, we are not the kind of people upon whom others can rely. This is why we want to cultivate the virtue perseverance in our lives, because it gives us an inner strength to live our relationships well as we persist calmly and peacefully through the trials and difficulties that inevitably come our way. Let us ask the Lord for these gifts. So we hope you enjoyed the reflections we shared with you tonight. We are about to end our show. So if you would like to listen to some parts that you may have missed, go to www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word. So once again, this is your Tita Miriam. I assure you of my prayers. We assure you of our love. Do take good care of yourselves and enjoy the warmer weather. This is Pilipinas Mabuhay.
Okay. Mayang dagang salamat sa atong mga kaigsunan sa kahanginan sa inyong papaminaw na to. Next week na po sa Sabado, alas 5:50.
5:55 to 6:40 p.m. here in 104.6 Planet FM.
Okay.
And tomorrow, Tito Oscar, just an invitation or a reminder for our kababayans from the Auckland Catholic Filipino Chaplaincy, inviting you to the Filipino Mass at Good Shepherd Parish, Balmoral, 11:30 p.m.
That is 1 Telford Street in Dominion Road. Okay, yes. We'll see you there. Okay, Tita Miriam.
Okay, so hanggang sa sunod Sabado na naman, this is your Tita Miriam. Maayong gabi sa inyong tanan. Pit Senyor, remember us in your prayers too. And do visit the Shrine of Senyor Santo Niño at St. Benedict's Church on Newton, Auckland. Once again, this is your Tita Miriam and giving you my love and prayers.
And Tito Oscar saying to you, Pilipinas mabuhay! To all my fellow kababayan, para ito sa iyong music. Very proud to be a Filipino, Tita Miriam.
Kailangang umalis upang makita.